Well, today, November 28th, has always been the feast day of St. Catherine Laboure, this amazing nun that the Blessed Mother appeared to in 1830 in Paris, France, when she manifested to St. Catherine the miraculous medal. And so since Saturdays are days in which we honor our Blessed Mother, I wanted to share a little bit about the life of St. Catherine Laboure, how the Blessed Mother appeared to her, and why we all should be wearing the miraculous medal, the medal of the Immaculate Conception. Catherine Laboure's original name was Zoe, which means life. She was the ninth of 17 children. Her father was a farmer. She lost her mother when she was only 8 years old. And then her sister became a sister of charity. And so young Zoe took over the care of the home, of the household, at a very young age. She also wanted to become a nun and follow her sister into religious life, but her father would not allow her to do that, and instead sent her to Paris, where she worked in her brother's cafe. She was not happy with this work, and eventually, through the support of relatives, she entered the Sisters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul in 1830 and took the name Catherine. And she began in the convent of Rue de Bac, which meant the back street. It's a small convent in Paris. And it wasn't long after she entered the convent that the Blessed Mother began to appear to her. She'd be woken up at night by a young child holding a candle, a young boy, most likely her guardian angel, who would then lead her into the chapel. And there the Blessed Mother would be sitting in the Mother Superior chair. And Catherine would kneel at the feet of the Blessed Mother and place her arms on Mary's lap. So maternal, so motherly was our Blessed Mother that Catherine was not afraid. The Blessed Mother would tell her many things about upcoming wars and the persecution of the church, and very comforting words. And then on one occasion, November 28th, the Blessed Mother had the angel wake up Catherine, brought her to the chapel, and there above the altar was our Blessed Mother, surrounded by an oval. And around the oval were the words, "O Mary, conceive without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." The Blessed Mother had her arms open, with rays of light exuding from all of the fingers and the rings that the Blessed Mother wore on her hands, from beautiful diamonds and emeralds and jewels. These magnificent rays of light, graces and blessings, were emanating from the Blessed Mother's intercession. And then Mary was stepping on the serpent, the devil, showing that she was the new Eve, that she was the Immaculate Conception. And then suddenly this huge image, probably about the size of the upper part of the Reredos, it turned. And then Catherine saw the back of this image. And it was the 12 stars, which represent the 12 apostles and the 12 tribes of Israel. Then the cross, and Jesus' cross on which he redeemed the world. And then the letter M underneath the cross, which meant that Mary stood at the foot of the cross. And then the two hearts, the heart of Jesus and the heart of Mary. Jesus' heart was crushed by a crown of thorns. Mary's heart was pierced by a sword. And then the Blessed Mother told Catherine, "Do you see this image? I want you to tell your confessor, your spiritual director, to have medals made with this image on the front and on the back. And those who wear it would receive great graces from God." What a beautiful image that is. Great graces from God, those who would wear this medal of the Immaculate Conception. And when they would wear it, it would be like wearing a prayer around their neck. Because the words around the medal say, "O Mary, conceive without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." It's a little SOS signal, always asking the Blessed Mother for help. "O Mary, conceive without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." And that those who wear it, especially around their neck, would receive great graces of conversion, healing, repentance, and miracles. Well, Catherine was the obedient nun. She told her spiritual director this. He then took the information and the design to the archbishop. The archbishop examined this theology to see if it was orthodox and authentic, and eventually it was approved. and medals began to be made. And within no time, it became known as the miraculous medal because of all the conversions and healings and amazing miracles that took place, including the instantaneous conversion of Alphonse Ratisbonne, an anti-Catholic who began wearing the medal and was immediately converted by the Blessed Mother, who then got baptized and became a priest ultimately. So the miraculous medal began to be spread. But the amazing thing is that Catherine would not allow her confessor to reveal who it was that the Blessed Mother had appeared to. Eventually, Catherine was transferred to another convent in Paris, and she lived there for 46 years. She's called the Saint of Silence. Nobody knew who it was. They all knew it was some nun at the Daughters of Charity, Sisters of Charity, that received the apparition, but nobody knew it was her. Nobody imagined it was her until after her death. And then it was revealed that this was the nun that Mary had appeared to, and tens of thousands of people flocked to her funeral and helped carry her casket through the streets of Paris. And she was eventually beatified in 1933, canonized in 1947. And what's amazing today is that her body is still incorrupt. I've been to Rue de Bac many times in Paris. I've said Mass right at the shrine right near where our Blessed Mother appeared, and you can still see the incorrupt body of Saint Catherine Labouré, this great saint of silence. So I'd encourage you to wear your miraculous medal. You'll receive great graces from God if you wear it with trust and confidence in our Blessed Mother. And it's so beautiful when you wear the medal, your heart is right next to the heart of Jesus and Mary. Unless you're in kindergarten, then it comes down to your belly button. But for most of us, it comes right below our heart. And that's where our hearts always want to be, next to the heart of Jesus and Mary. And even in recent times, August 31st, 1989 in Baltimore, miracles still take place. A woman was waiting at a bus stop late at night. A man came up, ripped her pocketbook from her, shot her in the chest. The bullet hit her miraculous medal, broke the medal in two. She was taken to Johns Hopkins Hospital. The doctor examined her and said that wearing that medal probably saved her life. So if any of you go to Baltimore, I want you to wear your miraculous medals.